All right, craft beer. You're a fan, aren't you, Kevin? Oh, Kevin's a Miller Lite fan. That's right. But occasionally, a craft beer, Kevin?
Of course. I mean, I love an IPA and stouts, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah. Well, Stout, Ray Stout, is here to chat about Illinois Craft Beer Week. Honestly, Ray, that's your name?
That's my name. I was born with it.
Is Stout your favorite?
You know, my favorite beer is the one that's right in front of me, actually.
Nice. I think many people feel that way. But Illinois Craft Beer Week kicks off on May 3rd. That's 1 week from today. It goes for a week, and there's a big event happening at Union Station, and it's called Beer Under Glass. Under glass because you're under the glass at Union Station, right?
That's exactly right. You're under over 200 feet of glass at the Great Hall at Union Station.
So how many brewers will be there?
So this year we have just around 120 Illinois breweries. We're actually going to be joined by a few distilleries as well. So, you know, people, you know, are those Miller Lite drinkers, but they also like whiskey. This is a great event for them as well. But yeah, so over 120 brewers, each bringing two beers. So, you know, you could probably have the opportunity to try 400 different beers.
Make sure you get an Uber or a Lyft home or just stumble your way home. So I noticed that if you go to illinoisbeer.org, it is a .org, meaning it's a nonprofit. What kind of support do craft brewers in this state get, and who do they get the support from?
Sure. So I'm the executive director of the Illinois Craft Brewers Guild, and we're the nonprofit trade organization that represents all the breweries. And so we provide three pillars. So the first one is education. So we do a lot of conferences and training to make sure the beer is the best it can be. We do promotions. So Illinois Craft Beer Week is one of our babies, but also a lot of advocacy work. You know, what we don't realize is that what happens in Springfield and what happens in City Hall in Chicago and City Halls around the state really impact these small businesses' ability to, you know, brew beer, sell beer, and move beer.
And a lot of that has to do with distribution, right?
Absolutely. So we fought very hard over the past decade to relax distribution laws. So we're one of the few states in the nation where craft brewers can actually sell products directly to consumers and also directly to retailers. So that's all due to great work of the Illinois Craft Brewers Guild.
In this event that's happening a week from today, Beer Under Glass at Union Station, is that also a competition or is it just a tasting event?
It's just a tasting. So it's all about promoting the awesome beer that's being made, you know, from north to south, east to west in this awesome state.
Ray, and, Ray, what's the trendy beer these days? I remember when IPAs really just exploded. I know sours have become a little bit more popular, but what style of beer these days is really just continuing to grow?
So IPA still very much dominates the craft beer, but specifically in Illinois, a lot of our drinkers are leaning towards lagers or pilsners or lighter, more traditional styles of beer. And so we've seen a lot of lager-focused, low ABV breweries really come to the head here in the state.
Well, it's funny because like IPAs, when those got popular, I was trying all the IPAs I could try, and I still drink them once in a while. But you know, you can only have so many IPAs. They're big on calories. The alcohol content's pretty high, so it's not that surprising. It does feel like you're seeing more and more pilsners and some of the lower percentage beers popping up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so, you know, traditional IPAs or double IPAs or New England IPAs, there's going to be 6, 7, 8% alcohol and probably 200 calories a pop. And, you know, those lighter beers, pilsners and lagers tend to be lower alcohol by volume and a little better on the waistline. So, you know, they're becoming widely popular.
And so, Ray, when it comes to craft beers being brewed in Illinois, who is our competition nationwide? Who do they recognize as the state with the best craft beers?
It really depends on the style. If you ask me, I think Illinois makes some of the best beer in the country. And so we win national awards. Actually, Chicago was just named the best craft beer city by Craft Beer and Brewing Magazine, which is an industry-leading publication. So, you know, we are holding our own here in the state of Illinois with you know, just under 300 breweries. And that's crazy to think about. And if you look back 10 years ago, we had somewhere in the neighborhood of 40. And for us to grow to 300 and to have a $3 billion economic impact on the Illinois economy and employ 17,000 people in this industry, it's really great to see.
And have the big brewers, like the big three, tried to tamp down craft brewing because you're posing competition?
A little bit. You know, you see that a lot in our in the distribution of beer. We've been able to have some significant wins in Springfield to protect this industry, you know, because of the work being done by the Craft Brewers Guild. And you know, and the communities want small independent craft breweries there. You know, it's the first business that goes in, and then there's the coffee shop, and then there's the antique store. And so, you know, we are revitalizing communities, you know, statewide, and we're anchor businesses that people really love having in their neighborhoods.
So I know the event is a week from today, but throughout the week of Craft Beer Week in Illinois, will individual brewers be having specials and events going on at their breweries?
Without a doubt. So, you know, please check out your local craft brewery on social media. Everybody updates their materials there. But, you know, we're also going to have a passport program. We're also going to have a pint day program where you can pick up a cool pint glass participating in breweries. And so, you know, we're building some exciting things across the week and beyond. And, you know, but also breweries are definitely going to be having fun events, retailers and bottle shops and you know, beer bars as well.
And how much are the tickets for the event at Union Station?
So Beer Under Glass is $50 a ticket. It gets you entry between 5:30 and 8:30. If you want a VIP ticket, that's $60. That gets you in from 4:30 to 8:30.
And you can try all those beers?
Yeah, so you have free reign to try, you know, almost 400 beers if you so chose.
You know, that's interesting because $50 is a deal. Somebody texted the show earlier today, said they paid $18.75 for a Miller Lite at the Allstate Arena.
I believe it. And as a value proposition, I think there's no way you could even find four craft beers for that much money.
Right. So illinoisbeer.org, is that where you suggest they go?
That's absolutely right. All the information about Illinois Craft Beer Week, including Beer Under Glass, our summer passport program and our pint glass program are all there.
Thanks so much for joining us, Roy. Ray.
Have a great day.
Stout, that's his last name, illinoisbeer.org.